Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time. Who's counting? That's that new math with a calculator. Okay. Calculators, I knew. But my name is Emerson, and you're not, but get on the big show, 244-WBDG, at 244-9234. Get in where you can fit in, and School Talk is on the air. Good morning, Caesar.
Good morning, Emerson.
I don't know our social media contacts because I don't want to steal your thunder, but before I steal your thunder, how you doing, Caesar?
I'm good, how are you?
Hey, you ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's a second band competition.
Yeah,
so,
I like your hair. I'm sorry. I know your hair curly.
Thank you.
Wish I had curly hair. I ain't got no hair. I could go buy some.
I mean, you could, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Steve Harvey for a while had a hair system. You know that?
No, I did not know that.
Perfect afro. I said, no one has an afro that perfect. It was perfect. Perfect. It was a system. A comedy color to pay. But I'm sorry. How's your weekend? What are you going to do?
Probably just the band competition.
Band competition.
Trying to enjoy Sunday.
Where are you guys going?
Lawrence Central.
Lawrence Central?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a tougher one?
Yeah, because there's going to be Plainfield, Avon, and we lost to Plainfield last week by 0.3 of a point.
Wow. How do you lose by a point? I mean, somebody sneezed or something. Were you supposed to blow a horn?
It could be little things like someone didn't make their spot, someone mm-hmm. didn't go off on the right count, someone moved when they weren't supposed to. Little stuff like that counts.
Wow, that's hard.
Yeah, but it's really fun.
Woo!
Yeah, it is.
Woo! That's so close.
Yeah,
that's wild. Okay, what's happening? The thing we call the
Big Board.
Well, the Out of the Darkness Walk Suicide Prevention is at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 14th at the White River State Park Celebration Plaza. And all of our podcasts can be found on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG-FM School Talk with Emerson, which happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And the replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m. And then make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at WBDG-Indy. Ben Davis football is today. It's Ben Davis at Center Grove. Kickoff starts at 7 p.m. and the coverage starts at 6 p.m. You're on WBDG. And inside Ben Davis football is every Tuesday from 7 to 7:45 p.m.
Whoa. A lot of things going on in Ben Davis High School.
Yep.
I think we call that thing awesome time here at Ben Davis High School. We got a guest in the studio. We got awesome guests in the studio. We got educators. We got students. We got parents. We got students. We got everything. Because this is Ben Davis High School student-produced radio show. So in the studios, I got two awesome young ladies. Awesome. With a big A. And I'm going with the student first. And I'm going to say good morning. Morning, Francis.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine.
Put that mic up. Yeah, because there you go. Yeah. What grade and where are you going to college? And tell me your name, your whole name.
My name is Francis Reyes Espinosa. I'm a senior.
Okay.
And I would like to go to Brigham Young University.
And what are you majoring in?
Medicine.
Medicine?
Yeah.
Is anybody in your family doctors?
No.
Nurses?
No.
Why you like medicine? What is it?
Because.
Hold the mic a little close. There you go.
Because, you know.
You ain't got to hold it. It stay there. She's just a DJ. There you go. There you go. It won't bite you. First time on radio?
Yeah.
Mine too. But go ahead.
So.
Sound good.
I just, like, want to help people And I think being a doctor, it's a good way to help people.
Yeah. I love my doctors. I'm a prostate cancer survivor. And I was like a baby in the hospital, having the nurses take care of me. You need something? I said, yeah. Awesome. I love my nurses and doctors. And also, oh, this lady is just so awesome. I mean, when she was a student, she was awesome. She's still awesome. I can't call her like what I call her. I just call her by her first. Now she got a title. Miss Sanchez. The ENL paraprofessional. Oh, Lika! I can't help it. Hi, Lika, how you doing?
Good.
Miss Sanchez. See, give me a high five. See, you go from student, and we call you know, just Lika. It's Miss Sanchez. I love it. Like Mr. Allen. I just love it when you graduate. Beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. Ben Davis High School paraprofessional.
Yes.
Ever thought you'd come back in the hallway doing anything? After you graduated?
I was thinking about that the other day, and it's, you know, I've come full circle. You know, it's very unexpected.
Yeah.
I didn't imagine that I would be back, in the hallways of Ben Davis High School. But
BDTV when you was here.
Yeah, BDTV.
All over the news and the stage and the state. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Man, I'm getting old now. What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 2011.
2011. Yeah, think about it, didn't you? Time is time
that's how
does
you know.
Fly. Yeah, that's how you know you're an alumni, because you're all met. 2000 was the one, was the two, you know. But it's great to say you graduated, though.
Yeah.
I'm serious, because I can't say that. I mean, I didn't graduate from high school back in 19... Y'all wasn't born here, but back in 1971, 1972, when I quit high school. I quit I was going to Terre Haute North.
Okay.
And it was the second year, that's how old I am. It was the second year of Terre Haute North.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit. I was 18, not enough credits to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out of here. Where am I? So I joined the Marine Corps. And that was the best thing I did in a long time. The Marines actually turned me around. And I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps.
Nice.
It was cool. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It was cool. It was. Yeah. I finally got somebody that I couldn't challenge. You know, well, I could challenge, but I lose, you know, and I did. So, and it turned around. So, crap. So, Glenn, Ben Davis graduate, ENL professional. How long you been doing this here at Ben Davis High School?
For about a little bit over a year.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're a professional. Yeah.
I worked a little bit in IPS as well.
Okay.
That's where I first started.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, okay. All right. Okay. What does an ENL paraprofessional do at Ben Davis High School? What do you do?
Well, we have many hats here at Ben Davis High School. We translate for parents and, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
we translate for parents, students. We work a lot with administrators,
mm-hmm.
with the deans, with the counselors. We pretty much work everywhere in the school. And we also work in the ENL resource room,
mm-hmm.
helping students, you know, acquire English. So we have lots of students here at Ben Davis that their first language is not English, believe it or not. So they speak not only Spanish, but we have students that speak Yoruba, which is like an African dialect, and just different languages. You know, we have a lot of different languages, cultures, backgrounds. So that's kind of like what we work with up at the, resource room.
I think it'd be kind of cool to have two languages. I mean, to speak. I've met folks that spoke French. They speak English. I speak broken English and broken English.
I speak four languages. I speak broken English, standard American English. I speak broken Spanish, and then there's standard Spanish.
I love it.
And everything in between.
She still got it, y'all. That's why we loved her when she was a BD student, because she's so beautiful. One thing I did notice about, even when you was a student, you always wanted to help people. Your stories you did when you were here.
Yes.
They're meant to help people.
Yeah. I really focused on reporting and kind of getting the story of people out. I always thought that people have their own story and something interesting about them. And I think that it's really important for us to really get to know other people, what makes them who they are.
Right.
That way we feel a little bit more connected, and we feel more included in our community, okay. when people understand, you know, our background or where we come from or, you know, our stories.
Great. Not only is Frances an awesome senior here at Bender's High School, she's also the president. Madam President. Wish I had that presidential song. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah! My producer's on it. Yeah, president of the Ben Davis Hispanic Student Association. Frances, tell me more about that. Tell me more about the organization. What do you do? What's she got? I got her. She got it's speechless. As president, you got something coming up. So this month we're celebrating, and what are you celebrating this month?
We celebrate the Hispanic Heritage
Month. Okay. Any special activities that are going on here at school?
As a club, we're gonna plan to have an activity on the October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Yeah.
Is it hot now? Both of you can ask this question. This is a very, very interesting. Where this all four of us? Okay, I can do a little deeping. My producer, give me a little background on your heritage.
So I come from.
Take my mic.
Okay.
I come from a family that was born and raised in Veracruz and first generation Mexican American. So I've been in Indianapolis my whole life, but I've heard a lot of stories about Mexico and just the Mexican culture. And my family has done a really good job with involving me with the Mexican culture. So I don't feel like I'm left behind in it. But yeah.
Okay. That was my point. And then Frances, tell me more about your family and your roots.
So I was born in Nicaragua, and I just moved here like almost 2 years ago. So
now, when you moved here, did you speak English?
Just a little bit.
Little bit. Okay. So Miss Sanchez is totally, totally tops on your list. She helps you with your English.
She's pretty advanced.
She's pretty advanced.
Yeah, she's got this.
Come on, you got this.
Yeah.
Can you translate also?
What?
Translate English to Spanish, Spanish to English for students.
Like at school?
At school, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a student ambassador, and I usually give tour to students that
okay.
speak Spanish.
Okay, and tell them about Ben Davis High School. And if I was a new student coming up from the outside, you would be my guide. You'd tell me more about Ben Davis.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You can.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
So we just show them the class and if they need help, where to go or mm-hmm. who to ask.
What's the biggest question? Or the biggest problem, biggest challenge besides the language?
Well, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
They feel like scared because they don't know and they feel like nobody's going to understand them. And
yeah, that's got to be hard.
It is.
Yeah, and Ms. Sanchez, you can speak to that too, and that's mm-hmm. it's got to be that. Among other things, it starts with there because if you can't communicate, it's got to be frustrating trying to just get your point across. Mm-hmm. You know, even in communications, you talk about being able to connect with your audience.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're trying to do that in a real life situation, mm-hmm. that's hard.
Yeah,
and if you can't make that connection,
I think it can be discouraging for students sometimes when they can't communicate what they're trying to say or they can't understand the information that mm-hmm. they're getting. And we've seen that. We've seen that before in the ENL resource room. But I think it's really interesting as well as just watching the students grow. And, you know, just sometimes walking down the hallways, I think it's really enlightening for me to see
yeah.
other students, students that don't speak, you know, a second language, that only speak English, trying to become friends. I saw this in the hallway, and I'm like, wow, this is so inspiring to me. There was a student that was trying to speak with one of our ENL students. He's very, very, very low English. He's like, hi, what's your name? He's like, I don't speak English. You know, he was like trying his best to say, yeah. I don't speak English. But, you know, just trying to form that connection and, you know, just being welcoming to these students, and so they don't feel like that left out.
Yeah.
Because it is really, really hard. You're kind of put into a culture where you don't have that cultural currency. Yeah. Like how things go in the United States is very different than, you know, back home or wherever they come yeah. from.
Well, folks, the Hispanic Heritage Month is an actual national celebration. It celebrates the long and important presence of Hispanic and Latino Americans in North America. Back in the day, we had encyclopedias. You know, we had to go grab a book, but now you can just grab a computer or your phone and just Google, stuff and find out so much information about the Latino community. And when you do, you'll probably see yourself in some of these stories. Mm-hmm. You know, me being an African American, I see myself in so many of these stories. You know, when it comes to the injustice. Yeah. Or even comes to sometimes the communication side of it, where folks just don't want to listen to you because your skin color. They don't give you that.
I think being Afro-Latina, it's really interesting. I think people don't expect me to speak Spanish because my profile, I am black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Afro-Latina. So I think our history is pretty similar too. Colonization is what really... has affected Latin America
mm-hmm.
greatly, you know, the slave trade, just the mix of different cultures. Like my parents, they come from Dominican Republic, and that was one of the first places that Christopher Columbus
wow.
went to.
Yeah.
And he brought African slaves. And so, you know, Dominican Republic is a mix of different cultures. So that's, and we're still... Latin American is still affected by colonization still today, wow. you know.
It's amazing, but yeah. you talk about your history, you know, even that, African-American mm-hmm. history, Afro-Latina history, they are intertwined. And you yeah. would think that we would be at a point in time where mm-hmm. it would be a little bit better as far as with the races, but it's not. It's still so many challenges. The black and brown community have here in the United States of America, mm-hmm. You know, quote, end quote, the current political climate in Washington, yeah. D.C. is definitely not too positive towards the Latino community. It's a yeah. fact is a okay. fact, you know, because what show you're on. mm-hmm. It is. I've never seen this much hostility towards the Latino community okay. like I'm seeing nowadays coming from Washington, D.C. And that's sad.
Yeah, it's a little bit discouraging sometimes, just because I feel like our community and our culture, we do love to help. We value things like family, yeah. we value hard work, and because of our history, we just have, you know, we help build America, and we come to the United States because of some of the issues that are going on, some of the social issues going on. Back in our home country, you know, due to colonization
yeah.
or, you know, corrupt government. And we're just trying to, you know, find our place in the world as well. So I think valuing each other's differences is really important.
That's what America's supposed to be about.
Yeah, just...
You know, that big old thing they call the Statue yeah. of Liberty sitting out there in that Wawa, out there in the Wawa. You know,
yeah.
you know, I don't want to... mess the quote up, but bring it, you're tired and you're poor, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's actually where my parents first migrated to. That's where I was born in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you think about, you know, we think we would come further than what we are, but unfortunately, mm-hmm. you know, it's a time we live in. But what you do is so important for our young people,
mm-hmm.
like Francis and the ones that come behind her. Because I don't know how many languages we speak. I think it's in 40 some odd more languages.
Yeah,
we speak in Wayne Township alone. You know, I think over in the ninth grade center, one time they had a bunch of flags in that hallway. I don't know how many flags. It was just all the languages that we spoke here at Ben Davis High School. And it was just so many flags. I keep forgetting how many languages. One day I'm just writing it down and put it on my forehead or something like that. but the Hispanic, it's so intertwined with our society now. I mean, the culture. I mean, many different things between the workers, the food, the culture is so intertwined with what American is. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, just it's just it is what it is. And folks that don't want to accept that, it's just sad. And when it comes to challenges in employment, like, you know, the Latino community is still facing that. And this is what makes me mad, though, about my community. And I'm going to get in trouble for this one, is when it comes to employment, the African-American community, you know, is sometimes you have some individuals, and I would just say this, they stand on the corner. You see young men stand on the corner, and they don't want to work, but they want everything. And then they get mad at someone else because they're working. You know, you see the Latino community, they work. I just said Latino community, definitely some hard workers. Mm-hmm. No two ways about it. Family, and definitely believe in family. Sound mm-hmm. like my community at one time. So that's another show, too.
I was reading an article about how, you know, there's service jobs, like food service jobs, mm-hmm. Kind of lower skilled jobs that they are in need of people, mm-hmm. but I think that's probably more of a bigger issue that, you know, sometimes they pay very low.
Right.
So there are jobs, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Exactly. But yeah. then, even with the jobs, you got to mm-hmm. start somewhere. How are you going to go to McDonald's? And mm-hmm. I want some sponsorship for them. How can you go over there and your first day you want to be the manager and you can't even do fries? But I want to be in charge. I want to be in charge. No, you can't be in charge. You got to start from the bottom and work your way up.
Yeah.
You know, I used to work at McDonald's. That was one of my jobs. I had a dream. I wanted the Jaguar with golden arches license plate on the front. it was going to be yellow, too. So anyway, what was that job in that yellow Jaguar at McDonald's? That's the manager. Whoa, hey, I want to be the manager. But that was one of my dreams. Anyway, that's a crazy dream. Housing. As ENL professional, do you deal with some students when it comes to housing issues, or do you just refer it on? Is that a problem that you got faced also?
Well, counselors sometimes when we're helping with the enrollment process with families and students, mm-hmm. Sometimes we have students that don't live with their parents because their parents are back home.
Yeah.
So sometimes they do have to live with other family members, and something that needs, you know, they have to have legal guardianship. They have to have a legal guardian mm-hmm. Whom they can stay with. So that's something, you know, that we do see when we have incoming students.
Latinos making up, they're making up, and they're one of the largest group of students in schools. No two ways about that.
Yeah.
So for Francis, I want to ask you, what are some of the challenges that you have faced since you've been a Ben Davis student, and how has working with the ENL teachers helped you deal with those challenges?
So when I came here, I just speak like a little bit of English,
mm-hmm.
and my challenge was that I could understand what they were saying, but mm-hmm. I was afraid of talking.
Oh. You have a beautiful voice, too, but go ahead.
Because I was scared if I said something wrong or the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, frustrating for me because mm-hmm. I couldn't talk. I couldn't express how I feel. But then, so I was taking ENL class,
mm-hmm.
and it was really helpful because,
yeah.
I don't know, it was helpful. And then, so I used the ENL resource room,
mm-hmm.
and I still use it.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah.
When you're out in the community, do you feel isolated when you're out in the community?
No.
That's good. That's right. You shouldn't be. You have a beautiful voice and beautiful personality. Let that thing shine. And if you want to have an example of somebody who can't talk, me. I'll be making up words like monkey muck. What is actually. Actually, it is in the dictionary. Muckety Muck, a very important person. It really is. Mr. Allen, why are you saying Muckety Muck on the radio? Well, Muckety Muck means a very important person that's on the radio. Remember back in the day, Ms. Sanchez, you remember Willie Frank Middlebrook, way back, he was a radio host in WTLC way back in the day. I had him on my radio show. I had him on my show. And folks were really worried of what he was going to say. He was a very controversial left wing talk show host. Mm-hmm. So they were, he had a couple of degrees, one from IU, and they were worried of what he was going to say on this radio show. It was one of the best shows ever when it came to education. It was so nice. Cool, you know. So I guess I said that to say, you know, express yourself, Francis. Don't worry about, you know, always let that smile shine and express yourself, because you have a beautiful voice, beautiful voice. Beautiful voice. Health concerns in the health area. I was looking at some of the areas of the challenges of the Latino community, and they would, like I said, they mirrored some of the things in the African-American community: employment, housing, education, health, criminal justice. One of the areas that we have it's real challenging for both our communities. You know, I used to be a former state trooper, and some people were walking down the street. At one time, they had to stop and frisk, which is a very bad law. And where, you know, so you look like you did wrong, so we're going to pull you over, you know. And we just look like how we look. And same with the Latino community. It's just sad sometimes.
Yeah. I think we're historically marginalized groups. So we kind of face a lot of the similar issues. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting when you travel to like different countries.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different, but here in the United States, there's definitely a culture of, you know, marginalization. Yeah. And I think as time goes on and younger generations come in, and, you know, hopefully we have more leaders that mm-hmm. empathize with our community and that understand the needs and advocate for our community.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And that's what they're celebrating. Celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Yes. That's going on from, actually, but I saw the dates.
From September 15th
until
October 15th.
So yes. It should be, so not to push any other organizations' events, there should be a number of events working, going on through the city.
Yes, there is.
So let's push one. You know anybody doing anything?
I don't know the exact.
What we doing now? First, how can somebody get involved here in the high school with the Hispanic Students Association?
Well, they can reach out to us on our social medias. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have our meetings during Impact.
Okay.
So if the students want to sign up for the club during Impact, our club is fairly new.
Okay.
So we're still kind of figuring out how to operate the club, and
it's going to grow. Yeah. I know will grow.
We Francis came up to the resource room looking for a sponsor, and she asked me, and it was kind of later in the semester, last semester, so we're still, you know, figuring things out and kind of planning events and trying to figure out how we can help the Hispanic and Latino culture here at the school, and eventually maybe in the community. But they can reach out to us on Twitter at BD_Hispanic Association, and it's not the entire word spelled out, it's just ASSN. On Facebook, you can find us Ben Davis Hispanic Association, again abbreviated ASSN. Mm-hmm. Same thing, same handle for Instagram as our Twitter, and then so yeah, they can, you know, private message us and reach out to us via that way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I do know that, you know, the Latino community mm-hmm. has made an awesome contribution to what makes America beautiful, what makes America awesome. And mm-hmm. I know that's going to continue. And I know this group that you got here at Benders High School, the Hispanic Student Association, is going to be one of the biggest impact sessions here at the school. You might have to have two classes because the room is so big, you know. Impact wasn't around when you was a student.
No, it wasn't.
No.
I think it's a really great change, actually, because it's a good way for teachers and administrators to give information out to students. It's also a great way for students to be involved in clubs during school, because I know a lot of students are involved like in sports, they're involved in other things, or they work, you mm-hmm. know, after school. So I think it's a really good way for students to kind of explore their interests during school.
Yeah, so get involved. I like it. Young folks are getting involved with this beautiful, awesome Ben Davis Hispanic Students.
Yeah, it's open to everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, because you learn something.
Yeah, it's just, we just want to, well, Francis really just wants to, like, teach other people about our culture and learn as well. And the key there's to so it, many cultures within the Latino or Hispanic community.
And then once you, the key to it, though, for me, is you'll find out that, you know, you got more in common with someone else than you would. Then your differences, you know, you'll find, you know, whether you're African American, whether you're Latino, whether you're Caucasian, you'll find out a lot of things. You got a lot in common once you sit down and talk to somebody.
Yeah,
you like some of the same food, like some of the same moves, like some of the you have family ties, like some of the you'll find. Dang, we do have a lot in common.
Yes,
you just got to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
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 That's cool. Well, I know you guys got to get back. Got to get back to class just to have a conversation with Francis Espinoza, the president of the Ben Davis Hispanic Students Association. Yeah, and they got Miss Sanchez, ENL professional. I still call her Leek. I'm sorry, y'all. She's just so beautiful. She's my student. She might be one of mine. But I'm so proud of both of you, and keep on doing the good work here at Ben Davis High School.
Gracias.
Yeah. Teach me something. He said gracias.
Do you want to teach him something?
I should say you're welcome. How do you say you're welcome in Spanish?
De nada.
De nada? Like the truck? De nada? See, I messed it up already. De nada? De nada.
You can also say, there's an expression that's que lo que, that's like,
que lo que?
In Dominican Republic, that's like saying, that's like a greeting, like, hey, what's up? Que lo que?
Que lo que? I like that. All right, high five. I love it. Right. High five, Francis. All right. Take me home, Mr. Producer. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves. You got to teach them. You teach them. You got to teach them. You got to teach them. Oh, what you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay, big copycat. Just copy Miss Sanchez. You can't go wrong. She's a Ben Davis graduate. BDTV. She's the bomb. She got it going on, y'all. You can be just like her. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Miss Sanchez, what he said? What he said? I don't like it. Do you like it?
No, I don't. Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
That's right. No, don't
looking
like it.
Like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Fresh, you like sagging? Do you like boys sagging their pants? No. No. She said no. She don't like that. So pull your pants up. Be a man. Look like
suben
a man.
Suben los pantalones.
Tell them Spanish. Yeah. Tell them all. Loco.
Muy loco.
Yeah, loco. Loquísimo. That's like, yeah. Now I know that means crazy. Reviews to Spanish schools on this review is the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9 on WBDG. They're my views and views of my guests. So until next week and tomorrow, check us out live, Out of the Darkness Walk, Suicide Prevention, 12:30 p.m. live at the White River State Park, live on Giant 90.9. We're going to remember a lot of our friends that have committed suicide. We're going to celebrate with their families and let you know that life is tough, but life is good. See you next week on School Talk.